Birds chirp in a courtyard as Widow Sorogi spins yarn at the entrance of her home, making clothes for other villagers. She recounts harrowing tales from the Taylor era. Taylor-backed Revolutionary United Front fighters from Sierra Leone, along with soldiers from Liberia's army and fighters recruited from refugee camps in Guinea, repeatedly attacked this village in 2000 and 2001. Her husband was killed. Women, including herself, were taken hostage to become porters, cooks, and sexual slaves. Sorogi explains how she was forced to steal from other people's farms at gunpoint. She says younger women were raped. She says at one point she was asked to walk on all fours naked but refused and asked to be killed instead. Sorogi says she finally escaped naked, walking through forest back to her village. During her ordeal, she tore up an ankle, which is now doubled in size. So she sits and spins yarn to stay off her feet. Other former victims were helped by a local non-governmental organization sell vegetable oil at a market in the nearby town of Masenta. Aid worker Amadou Uriba has been helping women with similar stories from 40 villages and towns.
Most of these women suffer from sexual abuse and have been used as sexual slaves and carrying out some manual labor and being kept in a cage without movement.
Guinea's army finally chased away Taylor's fighters from this region and then backed rebels who, along with another group of fighters backed by Ivory Coast, helped force Mr. Taylor into exile. The former Liberian president was then extradited from Nigeria and eventually sent to The Hague for trial for his alleged crimes in Sierra Leone. Ba says that for people affected by this turbulent time in West Africa's history, wounds of war go away much slower than the fighting.
And we found upon their return, most of these women were stigmatized and some of them were rejected by their husbands and some relatives.
A regional government official in charge of women's issues, Marguerite Kilavogi, says men rejected these women after saying they had been passed on from one fighter to the next. She says some husbands abandoned them and that the war also created many widows and orphans. Many women also never returned. Ba tries to track down minors who disappeared, including one young girl who was kidnapped when she was a toddler.
She was about 3 years old when adopted by the rebel and taken to Liberia in the Lofa County. And according to information we received, that she was there with one of the rebels' leader who felt threatening and then fled from Liberia to Ghana. And since then, we have no information about the little girl.
Ba says he is trying to help the hundreds of women who did come back. He wants to make them more independent and confident in themselves with revenue-generating projects like making soap. Abraham Beliti helps former Liberian and Sierra Leonean child soldiers who feel persecuted now that the fighting is over.
They are still considering anyone that you can speak English, they consider you still to be somebody who is supporting child soldiers.
Many are too afraid to go back to their home countries where they think the situation would be worse for them. Many were recruited as fighters in refugee camps from groups that had fled Liberia following the start of the initial Charles Taylor-led rebellion, which began in 1989.
We even have 112 children, youths, that was involved in the war during the Charles Taylor regime. We're trying to talk to the community now, like the quarter chief, the prefect, the governor of this foreign regime, to allow them to move freely. But they consider, always consider them to be the troublemaker in the community.
Back in Bokoni, in another courtyard, 13-year-old Mari is doing dishes. Her mother was taken away from her by rebels during the war and then died after returning to the village. Mari says she never wants to see another armed man disrupt her peaceful village or anywhere else in Guinea. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Bokoni, Guinea.